you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, that means Andy Dorf, and that means hopefully a lot of you getting in touch with us at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got a real series, I think, in the Western Conference Finals, finally, maybe. I think Minnesota made a huge statement in Game 3. Thinking about that, another Game 3 happened in hockey, and I think the Florida Panthers made a huge statement once again, just continuing to roll like nobody's business. They look absolutely freaking fantastic. And then we've got the French Open. We got NFL. We got Major League Baseball. We got it all, baby. Mike Wilson, good morning, man. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, hey, we got game three today, I believe, with Dallas and Edmonton, and I'm sure we'll get into that with our professor of sports, John Bolter, here in a few minutes. And we got game three of Pacers Knicks, baby. It's getting good.
It is, and those Pacers are absolutely shocking people the way that they are playing. So yeah, pretty good stuff. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Lowe's knows how to bring the heat with Memorial Day Savings. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $20. Shop these Memorial Day deals before they're gone. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, that means Andy Dorf, and that also means we talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, so quite naturally, we're going to talk NHL hockey, and we're going to talk Major League Baseball. Anyway, you can try to figure out how to fix the feedback I'm getting right now, that would be super. If not, we all know I'm a professional. I'll just keep on rolling through it. But that is pretty bizarre right now. So, anyways, moving on to bigger and better things. Let's talk some NHL hockey. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints, but the Hurricanes would probably feel a certain way about what's happening for them right now against the Panthers, who absolutely look to be the cream of the crop. They may be better than they were last year, and I'm telling you what, for everybody involved, the last four teams, that might just be an extremely scary proposition at this point in time, John. The Florida Panthers are playing miraculous hockey, and they are putting it on the Hurricanes like nobody's business. This is impressive.
Yeah, it is. I guess Carolina feel like they've been hit by a hurricane because they had been playing, themselves had been playing very well throughout the first two rounds, beat a pretty decent New Jersey team, beat a very good Washington team in five games, including two games in Washington. So I think they went into this round with an awful lot of confidence. They had been playing well at home. They'd been playing good, steady hockey. Really hadn't been challenged all that much in the first two series. And all of a sudden, they hit this huge thunderstorm out of Florida. And I think the Leafs, Toronto Maple Leafs, perhaps gave Florida the wake-up call they needed. I think Florida knew how good of a team they were. But I think when they lost those first two games in Toronto against the Maple Leafs, they realized that this maybe wasn't going to be a question of turning it on and turning it off whenever we feel like it. Since then, they won the last four of five against the Leafs, and they won three in a row against the Hurricanes. So seven out of their last eight, and they're doing it pretty easily. 16-4, they have outscored the Carolina team in the first three games, and they've been doing it in glitches. They had three goals in the first period of game two. And then Saturday night, five goals in the third period to wipe out a slim Carolina lead. So, yeah, this team has it all together, and they've got it all together at the right time. And they don't. Maybe they're starting to get healthy as well, and they're getting confident, and they're getting good goaltending. And you add those three things together, and that usually spells success when you're talking Stanley Cup.
Good morning, John. Hope all is well.
Morning, Mike.
Look, morning. Look, you know, we have a 3-0 Florida lead. I mean, that's kind of that series is, for all intents and purposes, is probably over. We look on the other side of the bracket, and we got Dallas and Edmonton. Big game three today, tied at 1-1. What do you expect to happen today? Who do you think gets this game three and maybe takes a little bit of control of the series?
Interesting question, and I really can't answer that because I kind of got two sets of feelings on it. I think both teams are going to have to come out very strong in that series, or in that third game, and it's a little bit of an out-of-kilter situation for them because it's a 1 o'clock local time, 3 o'clock Eastern time start. I'm assuming for U.S. TV. I haven't seen any other reasons why they're playing at 1 o'clock in Edmonton on a Sunday afternoon. That seems a little unusual, but two very different games in that series in the two games in Dallas. Edmonton up 3-1 in the first game and then gave up five goals in the third period so that the Stars came away with a 6-3 lead. You had to figure that going into game two, Dallas was pretty confident. So what happens in game two? Edmonton comes out, gets a goal in the first period, two in the second, and then shuts them down in the third for a 3-0 win. So in both cases, Edmonton has played with a lead on the road. They have given up one of those leads. They've held on to the other lead. So I'm looking for both teams to come out here on Sunday with a little bit of gas in the tank from the standpoint that, it's earlier in the day, so you have to figure that they haven't had a chance to think about this too much. You know, 1 o'clock start's a lot different than an 8 o'clock start. The rest of the playoffs are all 8 o'clock starts. So that's a little bit different. I can see Dallas coming out hard and physical simply because Edmonton is a fast team. They'd want to take the crowd out of the game. They'd want to take the Oilers' speed out of the game. And they probably feel they have something to prove giving up that second game in Dallas. If I'm Edmonton, I come out flying because that's the way I play. And I also want to build on that strong second game in Dallas. So I think that's going to be a pretty interesting game. I think Dallas is going to try and shut them down. I think Edmonton's going to try and turn it into a track meet. Puts a lot of pressure on both goaltenders. We'll see who comes up tops.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey playoffs. How good of a matchup would it be? I mean, I'm going to foreshadow just a little bit because I got to ask you this question first before I actually foreshadow. It has happened before that a team down 3-0 in hockey, they've come back to win that series, correct, John?
Correct. I think it's three times in the history of the National Hockey League, which goes back to 1917. So lots of teams have come back from three games down to force a game seven, but I think it's only happened three times and only once to win the Stanley Cup. That was the 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs, who were down 3-0 to Detroit, came back and swept the last four games. So it's more than likely going to be Florida, especially the way that Florida is playing right now. Hey, that's why they play the games.
Right, and we never want to count them out. But I'm going to do a little foreshadowing now, okay? So the Panthers are probably winning that series. I'm going to say in either four or five. But, again, anything's possible. But the way they're playing, it doesn't seem possible. Now, on the other side, the Stars and the Oilers, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say I feel like the Oilers are going to get it done. I just feel like they're too quick. Connor McDavid just flies. That dude is just unbelievable to watch get up and down the ice. So I feel like that the speed is something to watch with the Oilers, and I think that that's their advantage that they have in general over most squads. The Oilers playing the Florida Panthers in for the Stanley Cup. Would that be an amazing series or what, John?
Yeah, it would be a pretty interesting series, especially since the things we saw last year were Florida got up to a 3-0 lead, and then Edmonton came back and won the next three games, and Florida had to take advantage of home ice advantage in Game 7 to win the series. So I guess both teams have probably learned a little bit since last year. I think both teams are a little bit deeper. I think both teams are a little bit more solid. I think it would be a very interesting series, but don't count Dallas out, because I think Dallas has one big advantage over Edmonton in that series, and that's goaltending. I think Ottinger is a much better goaltender and a much more consistent goaltender than either of the Oiler goaltenders, although both of the Oiler goaltenders, Pickard and Skinner, have had great moments in these Stanley Cup playoffs, but both of them have careers that have been sort of very spotted in terms of consistency. One or two bad games out of either one of those two goaltenders, and Ottinger coming to play his normal game could put an awful lot of pressure on Edmonton, and it may be, if the Edmonton goaltending isn't up to snuff, it may be one of those series where the Oilers have to score 5 or 6 every game to make sure that they win. I don't see them scoring 5 or 6 against Ottinger, so I think there's a lot of pressure on the Oiler goaltenders for looking at it from my standpoint.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point. We got to take a break, but the way the Florida Panthers are scoring, it's absolutely like incredible. So yeah, you probably got to be able to score about 5 goals just to compete with them. We got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk some Major League Baseball with John Poulter, our professor of sports. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back, everybody.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and you can be involved as well at 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on the X thing. It is Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It is Dorf on Sports for me. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Again, a lot of things going on in the ear holes right now with the show. So if you can try to figure out how to calm things down, that would be super. If not, again, I'm a pro. I'll just keep on rolling. But anyways, getting back into things with John Poulter, professor of sports, we just got done talking NHL hockey. It is now time to get into Major League Baseball. I'm going to do what I do, guys. I'm going to go through the divisions. In the East, it's the Yankees, and then there's everybody else. That's all I'm going to say. Everybody else is 500, maybe, or worse. And then you have the Yankees, who are about 11 games over 500. Let's go to the Central, where I believe that's the best team in Major League Baseball. I can't believe it. It's the Detroit Tigers, man. They're playing fantastic. The Guardians are behind them. The Minnesota Twins have figured things out quite a bit. They had that, like, 14-game win streak, and now they've started to play a little bit better. That's good to see. We'll see how that continues throughout the season. The Mariners are leading the way in the West right now. A slim lead. They got a 2.5-game lead over the Astros, but they are leading. And then kind of an interesting thought here, the Los Angeles Angels, they're kind of hanging on and treading water. They're around 500. So interested to see what your thoughts are on that a little bit, John. The National League. Look at the East right now. It's the Philadelphia Phillies. It's the New York Mets. And it's the Braves, who have absolutely woken up, which is good to see. They've snapped out of it from their early season struggles. And it looks like we're going to have a three-team race here, which is pretty cool. Now we get to the Central. The Cubs, they're still leading, but they've been up and down lately is what I've been seeing. But, you know, a little up and down. I know they've been 7-3 over the last 10 games or so, but a little up and down. The Cardinals, they're right there. The Reds, they're behind them. I got to go pretty deep to see my Milwaukee Brewers, who have absolutely struggled all season long. They can't seem to get much over 500, which is a struggle. Now we get to the West, where it's the Dodgers, and it looks like musical chairs are being played here between San Francisco and the Padres, and then you have the Diamondbacks, who are still kind of hovering back there in fourth place, but they're 500. Right now, John, I actually would say there's a decent amount of parity in Major League Baseball. What say you?
Yeah, there's a huge amount of parity. You talk about the American League East, the Yankees up by 5.5. That's a pretty solid lead considering how mediocre all of that division has been playing. I think the rest of the division has kind of been beating up on each other, and I guess I should exclude Baltimore from that because just about everybody's been beating up on Baltimore at 17-34. Not where we expected them to be. Detroit, as well as they've played, second best record in baseball behind the Phillies, and we'll get to the Phillies in a minute. Tigers still only have a 3-game lead over the Guardians, and you know, as you mentioned, the Twins have woken up, and the Royals continue to hang in there, and even the White Sox are starting to show a little bit of life. I don't know what's happening on the south side of Chicago. They started out on a downer like they finished last year, but all of a sudden they seem to have caught fire, and I think they're 4-6 in their last 10. So you know, that's almost 500 if you're on the south side of Chicago. That's pretty good baseball. in the National in the American League West. The Mariners with that 2.5 game lead over the Astros, a 4-game lead over the Angels, and the struggling Rangers 5 back. And that's another division where we've seen some musical chairs. When we looked at those standings 14 days ago, we saw the Angels sort of not quite buried in last place, but solidly in last place. All of a sudden, the Athletics have lost 11 in a row, and that's put them to the bottom. And that, and combine that with Texas's little slump at 3-7 in their last 10 games, and all of a sudden, the Angels, who had a sweep of the Dodgers this week at Dodger Stadium, who would have thought that likely? All of a sudden, the Angels back in that mix. If we go over to the National League, all of a sudden, because of a 17-5 month of May, we see the Phillies with the best record in baseball, the most wins at 34, the fewest losses at 18, obviously the best percentage at .654, 9-1 in their last 10, 9 of those in a row, going for 10 in a row today. So they've kind of caught and passed the New York Mets, who've been struggling there, 4-6 in their last 10, and all of a sudden Philadelphia legitimately with a 3-game lead. The National League Central, Cardinals hanging in there. I think, you know, to your point, the Cubs, you don't really know what we have there. They played well for a little while, then they slumped for a little while, then they came back. I think that's going to be a pretty tight division. In the West, the Dodgers were kind of rolling until they met the Angels this week, and all of a sudden that's allowed the Giants to get back into that race at 2 back. And the Padres starting to struggle, 3-7 in their last 10, and that's not what we expected from a team with that kind of talent. I had a chance to see that team 3 times this week because they were here in Toronto, and the Blue Jays handled them quite easily, and you know, I did not expect that. I thought San Diego was going to be a pretty tough series, and the Blue Jays ended up beating them 3 straight. So to your point, yeah, I think there's a lot of parity in the game, and that's good for us fans. It's bad if your team is one of those teams that can't decide whether to get over 500 or under 500, but when you're watching a game from a neutral standpoint, it gets pretty interesting when everything is that close to parity.
John, the Shohei Ohtani's kind of, he's picked up his bullpen sessions, you know, his throwing sessions, and, you know, people are speculating, when are they going to let him pitch, and that whole timeline. If you're the Dodgers GM, what do you do? You know, obviously Ohtani is a generational talent, but with pitching, it's a little, you know, it's a little bit tricky with that, especially coming off the injury that he is with his arm. What do you do with Ohtani? You know, what are your feelings about him pitching again? Should he do it, or should he just be a hitter?
Great question, and I guess it depends on which hat you are wearing. One of the things we don't know is what his contractual status is in with respect to pitching, and for all we know, it may have been a condition of him signing that contract that when he was healthy, he'd be allowed to pitch again. So that may come into it. If I'm the Dodgers and I'm looking at the $700 million or so that I've invested in this man, I don't want to take him out of the lineup. He's had 2 serious pitching injuries. You don't want to see him have a third, because any kind of an arm injury is going to affect his hitting as well as his pitching. And when you're paying that kind of money, you don't want it sitting on the bench, or even worse, you don't want it sitting on the injured list. So if I was the Dodgers, I'd be extremely concerned about letting him pitch. I've read stories that there's the possibility of him going to the minors for a rehab, a couple of starts. I'm not sure how that would work, because that would mean having to take him off the 26-man roster. I don't know how that works contractually. I can't see the Dodgers giving up his bat for a week in order to let him go down and make a couple of starts. I think if you're the Dodgers, you play it safe and you say, look, just sit on the bench. You're doing a great job as a DH. We've got a reasonable starting staff. Stick with hitting for now, and let's take a look at it next year when you've had a winter and a spring training to build up to it.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. All right, John, final question for you today about Major League Baseball. How do you feel about the product thus far throughout the season?
That's a great question, and again, it depends on which way you look at it. The one thing I do not like is the fact that we've got two or three teams that are just almost out of the league. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if we had the same rules in Major League Baseball as we have in European soccer, where the two worst teams go down a division, we'd be looking at a couple of teams that are already ticketed for AAA next season, and in the Colorado Rockies, you'd have to say they'd be ticketed for AA. They're that bad. They're 9-43. Last year, on this day, the White Sox were 15-37, and they lost a Major League record 121 games. This day in 2025, the Rockies are 9-43, so they're 6 games worse than the White Sox were at this period last year, and we know how the White Sox season finished up. So I'm a little concerned about the gap that's being created between the very top and the very bottom. I think the middle is really good because it's competitive, as we have discussed. I'd kind of like to see the divisions rejigged a little bit and maybe done on payroll, and let's see how teams fare against other teams in their own payroll, compare apples and apples. But overall, I think the product is not bad. I don't like interleague play. I'd love to see them get rid of that, but I know that's never going to happen. I'd like to see it get more competitive within their own divisions and their own leagues. But overall, I'm pretty happy with the product. That's not to say there's not room for improvement. I think there is. But overall, I think there's too many one-sided games. And again, that's the difference between the top teams and the bottom teams, nothing else.
Have an awesome Sunday, John. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Sounds good. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey like nobody's business, man. That's why we have him. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, I think we got to get into how bad the Minnesota Timberwolves took down the Oklahoma City Thunder on Saturday. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Just got done talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We talk NHL hockey and we talk Major League Baseball with him. So pretty good stuff there. In case you missed it, you can always catch the replay somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where, but I know you can. I do want to talk about the NBA. Because, quite frankly, we had some really good series going on until we got to the Eastern Conference Finals and, you know, the start of the Western Conference Finals, where at the end of the day, Oklahoma City did what they were supposed to do, Mike. They won their two games at home. The New York Knicks did not do what they were supposed to do. The Indiana Pacers went in there. And they stole game one. They absolutely stole game one, scoring. We haven't talked about this. That the Indiana Pacers in this postseason have been the comeback kids. They've been incredible. They've had three or so games where they had no business winning, but they did. And game one of the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers series, that set a tone, Mike. They were down 14 points with 2 minutes and 39 seconds left to play. They scored 20 points in that time frame. It's absolutely incredible. And they wind up stealing that game. Game two was like totally different. It was just like, I felt like that was Indiana's game from the get-go. And they just played fantastic basketball. And I think they're inside of the New York Knicks' head. Now let's move to what we saw on Saturday. And believe me, we'll get back into the Knicks and the Pacers. But what we saw on Saturday, is it fair for me to say this to you, Mike? What we saw on Saturday from the Minnesota Timberwolves is what I expected us to see from the Minnesota Timberwolves in game one of this Western Conference series. I don't know what was going on the first couple of games for Minnesota. The third game back in Minneapolis, that was the Minnesota Timberwolves that I expected to see starting this series. So my question to you is, was that the type of game from the Minnesota Timberwolves where you win by 42 points in a game three that's basically like a game seven for you? Is that
right,
the type of game that can completely turn a series around? What say you?
Well, absolutely. That can be a game that can completely turn it around. And, you know, it was obvious to me from the get-go that Minnesota was the aggressor all game. At every possession, every quarter, they were the aggressor. And when you do that and you come out and you play with your hair on fire, and you get a lead, and let's face it, we all know, Andy, that players play better at home. Role players play better at home. They were getting contributions, you know, from people that they weren't getting contributions from in games one and two in Oklahoma City. So, you know, moving forward, this next game, you know, game four, the Thunder, they need to match the energy that they know that everybody knows that Minnesota is going to come out and play with, because the last thing Minnesota wants to do is go down 3-1. They want to knock this baby up at two games apiece. They want to go back to Oklahoma City, roll the dice, and try and keep playing well and take a 3-2 series lead. So this game four, Andy, to me is, you can make the argument it's a must win for either one of these teams, because Oklahoma City wins the game. They're up 3-1 with one chance to get, you know, all these chances to get one more victory and move on to their first, NBA finals. And Minnesota is fighting for their life. And when teams are backed up against the wall, like Minnesota Timberwolves, should approach this game with, I would not be surprised if they go back to Oklahoma City knotted at two games apiece.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking should happen. However, I don't think we're going to get another performance like we got from Shai Gilchrist. Alexander, obviously, he had 14 points, 4 of 13. Right. 4 of 13 from the field. That's shocking, to say the least, right? So at the end of the day, looks like we got a call. So let's jump out to the phones and let's bring on none other. It's been a while, Mike, by the way. It's been a little time since we've had an opportunity to talk to this character, but let's bring on MISM. It's Mitch in Santa Monica. For those that don't know, he's a huge part of the program. Mitch, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fine, so can you guys hear me well?
We can hear you just fine, man. You sound better than I do, for crying out loud. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fine. Mitch in Santa Monica is here with Linda from Santa Monica. We're kind of enjoying the weekend here in San Diego, and just kind of kicking back, enjoying the Memorial Day weekend. There's so much going on in the sports world with the NBA and the NHL, and we thought the NBA was kind of being a clunker in the first couple rounds, and now we're getting these unbelievable, memorable games. The NHL is definitely living up to its billing. But there's one thing that I think we need to discuss here, and for those of you, you don't know, I call a lot, and you know, Andy is pretty much one of the, you know, forefathers, you know, the truth-sayers, the Mr. Knows what he's doing, just about everything. But I did get this interesting phone call and text from him, because Andy, Dorfod Sports, wanted to know the super special way that Mitch in Santa Monica makes his brats, especially on this Memorial Day weekend, and I couldn't have been touched any more. But the big question I think everyone is asking is, Mike, did he invite you over for one?
No. Didn't happen, bro. But hold on. That has nothing to do with the fact that I would love to have him experience how Wisconsin people make brats, man. So that just happened to be a Saturday where I was doing a lot of yard work around the house, and we had some people over, and I said I gotta get in touch with MISM, and I gotta see how this guy does his brats, because I know he's a connoisseur of sorts, right? So
legendary.
Yes, Mike, I gave him a call and I said, hey, can you give me your rundown on how you do this? And here's what I learned from the whole process. You ready? Mitch has a YouTube video, for crying out loud, on his process of how to do this stuff, Mike. So quite naturally, I said, send it over. I checked it out, and I followed his directions to a T, and I'm going to tell you what. The best brats that I have ever made in the history of my brat making. They didn't split. They didn't crack. All of the flavor from the beer and all the flavor from the onions and all that good stuff was all over the brats, Mike. It was absolutely freaking fantastic. So MISM officially on the air right now. I am thanking you. And I'll tell you what, LISM, she gets treated to some really good food by you, bro. So keep taking care of LISM, please. Please.
I'm doing my best. And, you know, she does like a brat now and then. It's usually a once-a-year thing, probably Super Bowl. But I'm just saying, you know, it's a never better time. Here it is, Memorial Day weekend. We've got the NBA playoffs. We got the NHL playoffs. We got big motorsports sports today with the Indy 500. We just had F1. Don't tell me who won. I got it recorded. We go into the Coca-Cola 600. I mean, we've got so much stuff that's going to kick off this summer. And what better way than as we do on Memorial Day, you go out back, you spark your Barbie, you put on your burgers, dogs, and your brats, but you got to do the brats the right way. And just
absolutely
remember, and Mike, I did have a little issue with one thing that Andy did. He sort of followed it, but he went a little bit on his own way. And that was that he chopped his onions. He didn't cut them into rings. And Andy, you got to have the ring of the onion, because then it kind of can encircle and lay across the brat and just not pile on. So I think as a tip, it looked amazing, but try the circular onion cut instead of the chunked onion cut, and I think it'll kick it up a notch even better. So,
all right. Now let's get to some meat and potatoes here. Anything on your mind about the sports world other than my cooking of the brats? Anything, bro? Anything?
My mind is just a must when I think about brats and cooking brats. I mean, well, I will say this. Here is my classic story right now for cooking and sports. I'm kind of getting cooking dinner for LISM, as we know. LISM, you know, suffered an injury, and, you know, she's coming back, the elite athlete that she is, much like me, the elite athlete that I am, coming back from my injury. And so I was cooking for her, and I'm looking at the Pacers game, and I'm like, wow, they're coming back. This is great. This is game one. And then I was like, okay, I got to go out to the grill. And I got a little distracted, and I came back, and I had picture on, right? So at the NHL, and at the NBA game, and then I saw, like, the TNT guys. And I'm like, oh, game's over. So I take the PIP off. I watch the rest of the NHL game, have dinner, blah, blah, blah. Call my buddy. He's like, did you see the basketball game? And I was like, yeah. Pacers came back. It was an amazing game, right? So, yeah. Overtime, right? I'm like, what do you mean overtime? Wait. I was cooking, and they went, I must have went in the commercial break. They probably did a plug for the post game. I thought the game was over, and I missed the overtime live. Thank God I had it recorded. What an incredible moment, though. Live or recorded, to have the Pacers knock down the shot, do the choke with Reggie there,
Reggie,
getting the hand position perfectly with the right hand on top of the left. I mean, what another moment in sport, whatever sport it is, that's going to live for infamy. I mean, a reprisal moment like that is unbelievable. As much as
I agree.
We watch sports,
I agree.
Matter what it is. We're waiting sometimes to be a part, or even just watch that moment that will live in history and feel like you're a part of it.
So, quick question. Quick question for you. Do you feel like the Indiana Pacers might be a team of destiny?
I think they are so freaking hot. Are you kidding me? So hot.
I agree.
Coming up, who's just absolutely demolishing the Bucks. And oh, by the way, his father should not be allowed at any game this season, or possibly.
I am right there with you. We're up against it. I'm totally with you. And this is a great call, by the way, man. I don't care if we talk sports or not with you. It's good stuff either way.
Oh,
so you know what?
LISM has a question for you. She's right here. Real quick question. Hold
quick.
On.
Quick.
Did the broth give you gas?
You guys are awesome. You guys are fantastic. We got to take a break on that note. It is the Dorfun Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, baby. Keep it close.
Yeah.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Real quickly, want to set up hour two, Mike, in case you don't know, but I know you do know. We're going to speak with J.J. Lippe, our good friend from the Green Bay Packers. He's a rookie trying to make his way in the NFL, and we're going to talk to him about OTAs for the Green Bay Packers and just get a little bit of skinny about his life and everything, and just kind of talk to him a little bit. And we'll also talk to Ari Wolf, the great Ari Wolf, play-by-play man that does the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's all over the place. He's all over the map calling games, tennis channel. So obviously we're going to talk some French Open, and we'll get back into the NFL with him for a little bit too. But hour two, definitely power-packed, my friend. And I want to answer that question that Linda had for me before the break, right? Actually, I'm going to tell you what, Mike. No, man. Everything is really clean today. No, everything's clean today, man. I feel great. I feel excellent. Like, no joke. No repercussions from the food from Saturday. So, my apologies for not inviting you, my friend. I'm sorry. But I think I was calling you, and I don't think you answered your call. So, I was trying to get a hold of you. But anyways, hour two is on the horizon, my friend. So we will talk to J.J. Lippe, like I said, Green Bay Packer trying to make his way in the NFL right now. And then obviously we'll talk to our good buddy, Ari Wolf. So hour two is power packed, my friend.
Yeah, no, hour two is power packed. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to talk to Lippe and just see how everything's going, man, because it's going to be interesting to see if he makes the team.
It is, and everything that he and I have discussed, you know, when I do talk to him here and there, obviously he's a busy guy. He's doing a lot of traveling. He's trying to make his way in the NFL. But sounds very positive about what he's doing out there. So I can't wait to talk to him in about 15 minutes or so to get his real feel about what's happening. We'll take a break, man. Hour one is in the books, people. Hour two is on the horizon, and it's going to be power-packed. So stay close. Keep it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, baby.
Home over the Rangers 1-0. Blue Jays also winning at home over the Padres by 1-7-6. Phillies get a win on the road against the Rockies 2-0. Angels putting up big numbers again against the Athletics, winning 10-5. Brewers on the road come out on top over the Pirates 8-5. Tigers blank against the Guardians. Guardians take it 7-0. Nationals win over the Braves by 1 at home 8-7. And the Astros blasting off to a win over the Mariners 9-2. Sports action does not stop there as the WNBA is rolling on. Fever get an on-the-road win over the Dream, winning 81-76, and the New York Liberty take it against the Sky, winning 99-74. To stay up to date on all things sports, and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram, and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Notre Dame football's independence.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Many college football fans are still petitioning Notre Dame to join a conference, ideally the Big Ten, which is almost twice that size. They want equality for all big-time college football teams and point out a major advantage of conference membership: increased competition, positioning Notre Dame better for the college football playoffs, which would bring a higher ranking. But wait, that's the college football world's take, and here is the Irish's take from Athletic Director Pete Bavacqua in one sentence. Our schedule is flexible enough with the opportunity to play Army and Navy, for example, and still get the rivalry game with USC. But, as always, if you want the real answer, of course, it's money. If Notre Dame advances to the national title game as an independent, they would earn $20 million, and they would get to keep every penny of it. Wonder why schools are begging them to join a conference. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and believe me, so much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, the French Open, which gets started today, golf, which is always popping each and every weekend, baseball, college sports, you name it, we've got you covered, man. So much to talk about. And telling you right away, on the other side, we are going to hook up with J.J. Lippe, offensive lineman, who is trying to make his way in the NFL, has an opportunity with the Green Bay Packers. In case you haven't checked it out before, he has been on with us, and we will get the skinny from him from OTAs and just to kind of get a feel as to what's been going on with him over the last couple few weeks. We will also speak to the great Ari Wolf, play-by-play guy, does the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs with Trent Green, and he's all over the map when it comes to play-by-play and sports broadcasting on the Tennis Channel. He's all over the map, and we're lucky that we get an opportunity to speak with him occasionally here and there. So, Mike, hour two is power-packed, my friend.
Look, and I can't wait to get into the NBA with you as well. Talk a little bit more about the conference finals and stuff, and what you think's going to happen and all that kind of stuff. But can't wait for Ari. Can't wait for all the other guests as well. Let's get to it, man.
All right, keep it close, everybody. On the other side, J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers, going to talk to the Dorf on Sports crew here on the program. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Lowe's knows how to bring the heat with Memorial Day Savings. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $20. Shop these Memorial Day deals before they're gone. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson's with you. That means Andy Dorf is with you. Also means you can get involved as well at 1-800-878-7529. We do appreciate calls, and great call in the first hour from MISM. So appreciate people all the time calling in the program. We are now going to be joined by none other than, I'm just going to say it, man, he's my favorite Green Bay Packer right now. I'm just being honest with you people. J.J. Lippe, former NIU standout and now a member of the Green Bay Packers, trying to make his way in the NFL. J.J., first and foremost, man, before we even get started, I'm going to say something to you. Mike doesn't know this. Happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday. 24 years old yesterday, bro. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What did you do for your birthday, man? I don't even want to talk about sports yet. What did you do for your birthday, bro?
Yeah, we got Memorial Day weekend off, so we got about 4 days. So I actually flew back out to Cali and hung out with my fiance. She had a couple games for basketball, so I was her assistant coach. So just having some fun out here.
That's really cool, man. So sports are... sports are a huge part of both of your lives, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah, it is. She played college basketball at Idaho, so it's definitely, like, both of us, that's what we love. She's a legend, actually, at our high school, too. So, yeah, we both love sports. Our kids are going to do sports someday, so, yeah.
That is so cool, man. I love hearing this stuff. And again, man, the more we have you on, the more I'm going to get to know you as a person and not just what you can do on a football field. So that's kind of what this is all about in general. But let's get into it, man. OTAs, the first opportunity for you to taste that. How's it going, man?
It's going good. I mean, you know, the NFL, there's a lot of rules within the OTAs and stuff, so there's some things you can't really do, but as of right now, I mean, we are grinding, trying to learn how the playbook, trying to learn all these new plays and different verbiage and stuff. And, you know, being a rookie, you have more meetings right now than the vets do. So, you know, we got a meeting before we even start things, and then we got 2 hours worth of meetings after everything ends. So we got a bunch of that stuff. So it's been, I mean, like a lifelong dream and dream come true, like just walking into Lambeau Field every day and being a part of the guys and just seeing the vets and stuff there and all that. I mean, it's insane. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of work, very overwhelming, but a lot of fun.
Hold on, Mike. Before you jump in, I just have one quick question based on what you just said, JJ. So how do you snap out of, like, the awe factor, right, and just realize, like, I am amongst my peers, and I belong here. Like, how do you do that in your brain when you say to yourself, "Wow, I'm walking into Lambeau Field as a childhood dream." Da 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 da. This, that, and the other. How do you separate all that stuff and just realize I belong where I'm at right now?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It was pretty tough at first because you're like, "Oh man, like this is my childhood team and everything." And so it was pretty tough at first, but what I've been trying to let myself do is kind of enjoy the moment when I walk in and then go to the locker room, change, and as soon as I put that jersey on, then I'm like, all right, like this is business, this is my job now, like I got to go out there and perform. So it was tough at first, but now that I kind of got that little routine down, I enjoy the moment at first, and then from there I just kind of, you know, go from there.
JJ, my question is simply this, and you hear this a lot with rookies, young guys that are trying to make their way in the league. With OTAs and being around the players, and there's vets and coaches, and, you know, has there been a kind of a welcome to the NFL type of moment with you in terms of maybe you're doing a drill and you're like, damn, this is different than it was at NIU, or, you know, that kind of thing. Is there a welcome to the NFL moment where you're just like, I'm somewhere different, and this is going to be fun, this is going to be a learning experience, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely have had a welcome to the NFL moment. I don't think I've had the welcome to the NFL moment like some of these other guys where, like I've heard some right. guy was like, he got ran over by Saquon when he was on the Giants before, and he's like, man, like that's welcome to the NFL moment. So not until the pads have on come on will I have one. But I would say honestly, like the first OTAs that we did, like it was like a mini practice, but like we're not in anything like shoulder pads or helmets or anything. We're just in regular t-shirts and we're doing drills in Indian, you know, being a rookie, you're on the bottom of the totem pole and, you know, you got to hold the bag. So like I was sitting there as like a three tech going against Aaron Banks and Rasheed Walker, and they're working like a double team, and both of them just came down on me, and like, oh my gosh, I was like yeah, wow. These guys are legit.
That's good stuff. That's the voice of JJ Lippy, member of the Green Bay Packers. Listen, let me ask you this. Is there an individual that you look up to that is a veteran on the Green Bay Packers? Is there anybody that is maybe going to take you under their wing and mentor you? Are you getting that kind of feel from anybody, or is it too early in the process?
No, I'm definitely getting under some people's wings and stuff. I think what's really unique is just about being an offensive lineman is, like, really, like, the offensive line rooms across the country, they're all the same. And, you know, they're always good guys, and they always want the best for the unit and everything. So, I mean, Aaron Banks, the guard that just signed over with Green Bay from the 49ers, he's been, like, nothing but awesome to me and, like, trying to coach me up and stuff. And then even Sean Ryan, he's in his fourth year. He played at UCLA. Like, he's been, like, a big help, too. And, like, you know, both of those guys have played a bunch of football and started a bunch of games. So the fact that they're taking the time and, you know, helping me and develop and stuff, too, like, that's been huge. And, I mean, I said those two guys, but, like, honestly, like, all the vets that are there, they're such genuine guys, and they all want, like, the best for everybody. It's not necessarily, oh, I'm making this amount of money, I'm going to act this way. No, it's really, like, they really want the best for you. So it's been a really great first couple weeks with them and all that. So, yeah, I'd probably say that.
Mike, you ready to jump back in?
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure if you were going to follow
up. You're good.
JJ, you play the line and all that kind of stuff. You know, defensive line coaches, offensive line coaches that I have seen a ton on the college level can be just up in your face, crazy. You're like, man, this guy seems like he has anger issues, kind of deal, right? now you're at the professional level. What are your position coaches like? Is it any different from college, or is it night and day?
It's really honestly not that much different. I mean, our head of line coach, Coach Buckus, I mean, he's been around forever. He's the nephew of legendary Dick Buckus, so he's seen everything, and he brings like a ton of energy, like every single day. And yeah, like, he'll get on you, like, that's just like with every offensive line coach. And then even Coach Eddie, our assistant offensive line coach, he's been like helping us with the rookies and getting to know the playbook and all that stuff. But I wouldn't say there's a crazy amount of difference. There's still a bunch of energy. Like, he's got the same energy as my line coaches in college were. So I'd probably say, like, you know, it's not too much of a difference, but yeah.
That's the voice of J.J. Lippy, member of the Green Bay Packers, here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Let me ask you this, man, real quick, before we take a break and actually think about it during the break, and then we'll bring you back on the other side, and you can answer this. But ultimately, I'm just curious, how living out your childhood dream can make you a bigger, better, stronger version of what you ever imagined you could be? So think about that as we take a break, and then when we come back, you can answer that question. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with Green Bay Packer J.J. Lippy. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us as well, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Myself, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, JJ. So, again, we are continuing our conversation with JJ Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers. I asked you right before we went to the break, basically, in a nutshell, how you could go about being a bigger, better, stronger version of yourself than you ever thought you could be, and ultimately living out a childhood dream of being a professional athlete is awesome. It's incredible, and most people dream of doing that. You're actually getting that opportunity. So what drives you to keep on pushing, man?
Yeah, I think what really drives me is just kind of going back to, you know, why I even started this whole thing, to be honest with you. Like, I was a late bloomer. I was counted out. I mean, I didn't get a whole lot of crazy offers. I mean, NIU and Ball State were my two biggest offers coming out of college, so... you know, I was overlooked, and I think part of that was because I was such a late bloomer. I grew from 6'1" to 6'5" my junior and senior year. So just thinking about that stuff, and then even when I got to college, I was kind of written off a little bit too, and I just kept, you know, working at it and each and every year trying to get better at something. And I think, you know, just keeping that in the back of my mind and not trying to get too ahead of myself with, you know, yeah, I'm a member of the Green Bay Packers now, but like always just, you know, stay rooted in your roots and stuff. And I think that's really what's going to help me and drive me and keep driving me throughout this process.
JJ, is there a player or two that you are looking for that maybe have, you know, possibly having a chance of going up against and just seeing where you're at, whether that's on the Packers or maybe it's on a different team during the regular season, once hopefully you make the squad? Is there someone where you're like, I want to test my stuff against that guy?
Yeah, I mean, really anybody. I mean, I guess I really haven't thought about that. I mean, I think it would be cool to go against anybody on our D-line with, you know, Kenny Clark, Carl Brooks, any of those guys, really, because obviously those are big vets that have played a lot of time in the league. So I guess, like, just getting that opportunity, I'm just excited for. I don't really care who it is exactly, but I think just having the opportunity to go against somebody as good in the NFL, like, I think I'm just pumped up about just doing that and just seeing how my talents line up with those kind of players.
That's the voice of J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers. All right, so I got another one for you here. Who are some of the guys that you do look up to? Like, who are some of the guys that you want to model your game after, potentially?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure Elgton Jenkins. He's been in the league for, I think, like 8 or 9 years now. I just remember when watching Packer games, I would just watch him because he plays left guard, and I played left guard in college, so... like just watching him and trying to model my game after him, you know. So when he comes to Green Bay, like I can't wait to like pick his brain and just learn from him and things like that. And then, really, like I said before, like Aaron Banks and Sean Ryan too, like those two guys too. Just you know, trying to be a pro and learn how to be a pro exactly too are the three guys that I'd probably try to model my game after.
I love it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, JJ, you know. I mean, this is your job, this is your life now, and it's, you know, it's all-encompassing. But there's that time during the day or, you know, in your life when you got to just relax. What do you do to relax? Are you a video game guy, or do you sit there and watch your quote-unquote shows on Netflix or something like that to relax? What do you do?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I do love watching Netflix, and I do love playing some video games. Playing a bunch of MLB The Show right now. I love baseball is my first true love. So like anything baseball, I'm all game for. But actually, I just picked up chess. So I've been playing chess online, and it's been like the most fun, like calming, like time. Even though I'm getting my butt kicked by everybody, I mean I'm having so much fun playing it.
That is awesome, bro. No, like, here's what I just learned from you, okay? You didn't have to say a word. You're an intelligent guy, man, because you know what? I'm not trying to learn how to play chess, bro. I'm stuck on checkers, all right, man? Because at the end of the day, that's all way too much for the dwarf man's brain to handle. But you just told me a lot about yourself, man. You're an intelligent guy. First and foremost, I already knew that because of the way that we talk to you, and you talk so eloquently. But ultimately, man, you know, and that's in a weird way, man. You know, think about what I'm going to say right now, and I think it'll make a lot of sense to you. Sometimes guys are playing chess out there, and sometimes guys are playing checkers out there. Which would you rather be playing?
Oh, man, of course I'd rather be playing chess, and I think everybody in the NFL plays chess. So I think in college you kind of had the guys playing checkers versus chess, but I think now everybody plays chess. So definitely I would say if you're playing checkers at the NFL, you're behind the eight ball.
JJ, let me ask you this, another thing real quick. So as you are approaching, you know, this opportunity, what is your biggest concern when you go out there each and every day? What are you trying to accomplish when you go out there?
Yeah, I think just consistency and just trying to be the best version of JJ. You know, like somebody said this to me already, and it's really just like reframing your mindset, and it's, you know, everybody in the NFL, everybody's good. Everybody's got the talent. Everybody's got the smarts. Everybody's playing chess out there. But at the end of the day, like, the only thing that you can control in these environments is what's the best version of JJ and, you know, how consistent can I be every day? So I think just those two things are the things that I've been just kind of honing in on and trying to really own. And I think that's just going to set me up for success if I do that rather than trying to worry about other things that are so easy to worry about. So I would probably say that.
Again, that's the voice of J.J. Lippe, member of the Green Bay Packers. All right, I got one more for you, and then I'll let Mike ask you one final one as well. And then, obviously, man, we appreciate you taking time out on Memorial Day weekend, and obviously it's family time. So my last question is, how are you celebrating Memorial Day weekend, bro?
You know, we're going to go over to a friend's house out here for a barbecue, so we'll have some good time, hang around the pool a little bit, kind of relax, and then, you know, just take it easy, and then I got my flight tomorrow morning, so I'll probably just say that.
Are you gonna show them how to do Wisconsin style brats, bro? We have a big thing on this program with that. Are you gonna show them how to do Wisconsin style brats or what?
I need to, but they're cooking tri-tip steak, so I'm kind of like, you know, I'll save it for another time.
Yeah, you have to share that with them, because I made Wisconsin style beer brats yesterday, and they are so freaking good, man. The way we make them, where we are able to keep all that juice inside the brat and not let it split out, there is a science to it, and only people from Wisconsin know about it. But my girlfriend's looking at me like I'm crazy right now, but it's the truth. All right, Mike, go ahead, bro. You got the last question.
No, hey, look, I'm not going to, JJ, I wouldn't be complaining about tri-tip steak any day of the week either. But, you know, look, you said baseball was your first love growing up. I'm assuming you're a Milwaukee Brewer fan, but who was a favorite baseball player of yours when you were a little kid?
Oh, man, I would definitely say JJ Hardy, because obviously JJ and JJ, Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart. I mean, I can name that whole team pretty much. So I'd say literally anybody from that team was like my favorite. Like Ricky Weeks too, Ben Sheets. I mean, I'm throwing it back, but man, yeah, anything Milwaukee Brewers, I was like the biggest fan in the whole world.
I can throw it back further, man. Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, Cecil Cooper, yep. Ben Ogilvy, bro. You know, I can throw it back even deeper, my friend. So it's kind of cool seeing the different generations of all three of us. But Mike and I are very close in where we are. But JJ, we appreciate you so much, man. And I'm having a lot of fun with this. I hope you are too. And we're going to continue talking to you throughout your journey. And I know it's going to be a long one, man. I know you're going to be there. I know you're going to make the squad. I got a really good feeling about you. I think your versatility of playing each and every position on that offensive line makes you extremely valuable. So keep plugging away, my friend. Keep doing your thing. And we are here to support you throughout this whole journey. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm just letting you know that.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm having a blast being on this show. So I appreciate you guys having me. And, yeah, I hope you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Stay out of trouble, man. Keep doing your thing. And I'll catch up with you during the week. And we'll figure out when we'll get you on next again. Okay, brother?
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
JJ Lippy, member of the Green Bay Packers, man. Those are like that is my favorite thing to say, Mike Wilson, okay? Member of the Green Bay freaking Packers, my squad, and we're talking to this guy each and every week or whenever we do. Are you kidding me, man? I love it. JJ Lippy is my favorite Green Bay Packer, man. All right, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is. The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And keep it close, because Ari Wolf is up next, man. This guy's unbelievable. Great stuff from Ari coming. Keep it close.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. you could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Just got done talking with offensive lineman J.J. Lippe of the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, we're going to go from one professional, Mike, to another professional. And none other than the great Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, joining us right now. You can see this guy all over the map, man, whether it's ESPN, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel, Pac-12 Network, whatever. The former Pac-12 Network, the pregame, yeah. The preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. He does the games with Trent Green. And he every now and then has time to speak with jokers like you and myself. Good morning, Ari. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's nice to hear from you guys. Nice to talk some sports with you. It's been a minute since we've had a chance to chat, but all things are good. The Wolfpack's cruising along these days, and let's break it down, fellas.
I love it, man. Family always comes first. So, real quickly, what are you doing to celebrate Memorial Day weekend, man?
Well, Memorial Day weekend is actually a vacation day for the parents. We're taking my two little ones, Layla and Jordan, to Grandma's this afternoon. So I'm going to take my wife out for dinner, kid-free tonight. And then tomorrow it's just going to be an all-day tennis party watching Roland Garros with a couple of friends.
I love it. All right, so let's just get right into it, man. That's a great segue because you knew where I was going. The French Open is here. It's upon us. And ultimately, on the men's side, I really have some questions because I think there's two guys that we have to watch, but maybe there's other people that I just don't know about. And obviously, I'm talking about Alcaraz and Sinner. I feel like those two guys should be heavy favorites at this tournament. What say you, Ari Wolf?
I agree. I think they've separated themselves from the pack. And for the first time ever, guys, Sinner and Alcaraz could meet in a Grand Slam final. The draw is never set up this way for them because they were never 1 and 2 seeds at a slam. So there's a chance for history. So I think everyone who loves tennis, I think, is rooting to have Sinner and Alcaraz. It's interesting. Sinner is much better than everybody else on tour, except when he plays Alcaraz. Alcaraz seems to have his number. Alcaraz seems so relaxed when he plays against Sinner. Now, there are some other guys, you know, obviously are going to make deep runs in this. I think Novak Djokovic is the ultimate wild card. You know, until what happened in Geneva at a small event this past week, I had written him off. But the fact that he was able to win 4 straight matches, they weren't terribly convincing, but, you know, on that surface in Paris, I think Novak is the wild card. I think the Italian, he's slightly older than Yannick. I think Lorenzo Musetti is a guy to keep your eye on. He's had a really good clay court season. I think the fans love him everywhere he goes. The one-handed backhand is really a beautiful shot he has. But I think everybody, right, is playing to win the bronze, if you will. I think it's Sinner and Alcaraz. Given the fact that Sinner just doesn't have enough matches, I do wonder about, you know, the best of five sets, you know, getting through six matches to get to Alcaraz. I think the consensus is, it's basically even money to bet Alcaraz, so that really tells you, well, there's two guys. I think most people think it's going to be Alcaraz winning back-to-back.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. That is the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're obviously talking French Open. I just have a quick follow-up before Mike jumps in. You mentioned Novak Djokovic, and ultimately we all know the time is coming, okay? It's coming. How long do you think Novak continues to grace us on the tennis courts? Is this the last year of Novak Djokovic, in your opinion?
I think so, but look, you know, one thing I've always been reluctant to do is tell a player when it's time for them to call it a career. I think that if he's still enjoying it and he still wants to get out there and grind, tennis is better when he's there. He's a big name. He attracts people to watch that maybe wouldn't otherwise watch because his name stands out in the sport of tennis. But if my gut instinct tells me it's going to be a wrap by after the U.S. Open, I think that's going to be it for him. Now, there may be like a small tournament in Serbia in the fall where he'll do like a goodbye where he can be in front of his people. But I sort of think that, you know, we've got this, and then the grass court season makes sense for him to play. He's always a threat at Wimbledon. I think it's easier on the body. But then moving forward, the hard court season's tough. And, you know, I've seen him out there. He's just not as mentally engaged as he once was. I don't think that he loves how hard it is anymore. He used to be the guy that when the conditions were the absolute hardest, that's when he would play his best tennis. I don't see that killer instinct, that eye of the tiger anymore. So I think this is going to be a wrap, but, you know, hard to know. If he gets that elusive number 25 Grand Slam, that would certainly seem the perfect time to call it a career. But I do see him playing at least through the end of the summer.
I'm right there with you. Go ahead, Mike.
Got it? Yeah, no, that's the voice of Ari Wolf, American broadcaster, tennis aficionado, and just all-around good guy here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Ari, my question is simply this. On the women's side, it would seem that it's Sabalenka's tournament to lose. She's already started off. She had an easy first-round victory. What do you expect out of her? I'm sure she's the favorite in your mind, but is there someone that could sneak up on her and take the French?
Well, I think the biggest question mark is Iga Swiatek. She's a three-time defending champion. She owns four titles overall, but she has clearly lost her confidence. You know, I think for a lot of players, when they have it going, they're just mentally superior to their opponent, and you felt like Iga was like a machine at the French. She was just, if you played her, you'd be lucky to get three games in a set. That mental state is clearly gone for her, so I don't have Iga winning it. I think the teenager, Mira Andreeva, to me, is right there. Now, she has wins this year already against Sabalenka. She's very comfortable on the clay, and she's young enough that I don't know that she feels how important these big moments are. So to me, she's the young rising star. I love Sabalenka. I still think winning seven straight matches at Roland Garros on a very slow surface is her ultimate challenge. I think Sabalenka will be a runaway favorite at Wimbledon this year. That's the one I definitely think she's going to win next. But Sabalenka's a contender, but I don't by any means think that she's the standalone favorite. You know, I think clay, you know, we've seen some interesting winners there in the past, like Barbora Krejcikova. You know, there might be a name we're not even paying a lot of attention to. And you know, who knows? I mean, Coco Gauff has been great at the French, right? She's played in a couple of finals. She's playing good tennis. I mean, I know she lost in Rome pretty badly to Jasmine Paolini. Paolini's another name, but I think for the casual tennis fan, I think you've got Sabalenka, you've got Iga, and then keep your eye on that teenager, Mira Andreeva.
You know, the one thing you did there was almost avoid it, but you didn't because you threw in Coco. But I didn't hear you mention any, like, Americans that might have a chance, like Ben Shelton, Tommy Paul, like you mentioned, Coco. What about Jessica Pegula? None of them have a shot to pull this off? No, American tennis is that down? What say you?
Well, in the rankings, American tennis is doing incredibly well. There are tons of men inside the top 20. American women are dominating the top 50. You've got Goff, Pegula, and Keys. They're all great players. But, gentlemen, this is the slow red dirt of Paris. You know, our Americans, we didn't grow up playing on this surface. I think it's a huge ask. And I think on the men's side, like, none of those guys' games are particularly suited for it. I mean, Taylor Fritz is four in the world, and he has had, you know, a mediocre year at best. He's dealt with a few injuries. He has not put together results. Ben Shelton's serve is somewhat negated on the surface. I'm not even sure he gets out of the first round. He's playing a really tough Italian, Lorenzo Sonego. And if you don't know what he looks like Ralph Macchio from The Karate Kid. So you should tune in and watch. Every time I see him with that bandana on, I feel like The Karate Kid started.
But that's hilarious.
I like all the Americans. It's just not their surface. You know, Jessica Pegula is a great player. I think in the end she'll be a borderline Hall of Fame player. She's extremely well-liked. But again, it's just the red clay. I just don't see an American winning this title. And really for the foreseeable future, it's just Coco is really probably, if I had to say, well, I'm going to take one American who in the next 3 to 5 years is going to win in Paris, I'd say Coco is the leading. Madison Keys is great, but this surface is just far too slow for her. So, no, this is not a knock on American tennis. Americans could do great at Wimbledon. They will hopefully have an unbelievable run at the U.S. Open. But to me, this one clay court major is the outlier, and I think it's tough on the Americans.
I don't disagree with you, man. I grew up playing on those hard courts just like you did. So, listen, man, we got to switch gears because I got to get your take on a little bit of NFL stuff. You know what was weird to me was when I saw the odds for, like, who could win the AFC, and Kansas City was down that list a little bit. Is Kansas City getting disrespected right now?
Well, look, with the last game we watched them play, it looked terrible, right? So I just think that's right. The lasting impression in people's mind is they didn't just get beat. I mean, the final score, 40-22, made it seem like it was a blowout, but it was way worse than that. I mean, it was 34-0 in the third quarter. So yep. This reminds me, remember, guys, when they lost to Tampa in the Super Bowl, they got beat because Tampa only rushed four guys and got home all night on Mahomes. We saw literally a carbon copy of that in February. The Eagles never blitzed, not a single guy on a single play. They only rushed four. They were all over Mahomes. So I think everyone is thinking, well, what are they going to do to make their offensive line better? And, you know, a year ago, they used a second-round pick on the tackle out of BYU. He doesn't pan out. So if they don't get the offensive line figured out, you've got nothing offensively if Mahomes doesn't have time. Staying on that, I think...
I just got to get your take on the whole Shedeur Sanders, you know, going to the fifth round. What the reasons you think that may have contributed to it, or did they just get a diamond in the rough, a starter in the fifth round? What's your take on Shedeur?
You know, if his last name wasn't Sanders, this would not be that big of a fuss, right? It's because Deion has such a unique place in American football culture. And I think that Deion was actually a huge negative for his son. You know, Deion went to some of the in-person meetings, which I think is no one's ever brought their dad to an in-person meeting, and it sounds crazy to me. And know this, every Tuesday during the fall, Deion Sanders has a press conference where he's going to be asked about Shedeur and be giving his take, right, on what he thinks whatever organization, in this case it ended up being the Browns, should be doing with his son. That's a ton of baggage, guys. I think Deion actually took a lot of money out of his son's pocket because he couldn't keep his mouth shut. Look, I worked at NFL Network with Deion for a decade. He's not a bad guy. He's just such a huge presence. I think it's just people thought, do we really want to deal with the whole Deion sideshow? And, guys, if you watch Colorado play, Shedeur Sanders was a nice college quarterback. But you guys tell me, what is his single best skill? What is it? It's not his arm strength. It's not his mobility. It's not that he gets the ball out on time. I think he was a very good college quarterback on a team without a very good offensive line. I'm just not convinced that he has an NFL skill set. You know, they've got, five quarterbacks there? And it's going to sound mean. They got five quarterbacks, and I don't think they have one, if you follow me. I think that they've got a whole bunch of guys there. Why you take a quarterback in the third round and then the fifth round, I have no idea what their plan is. You really only can keep three. Maybe they think that they can get some trade value for the other guys. But, look, I think Shedeur is charismatic. I wish him well. But if his last name wasn't Sanders, he's just a guy. I don't see him having huge upside. And I think Deion's presence made it seem for any NFL team, do we want to deal with the circus of having, because look, if Shador's not the starter, you're going to be having TMZ come every week to your facility, and it's never going to stop. All you're going to hear about is Shador, whether he does or doesn't play. I just think it's a huge headache for almost any team in the NFL.
Hey, good stuff from you today, Ari. I know you got to run. We got to run. So I'm getting you out 1 minute before you got to get out, brother.
I appreciate it. Got to get the kids over to Kids Club. We got to get some exercise, a little Sunday morning family fitness.
Have an awesome day, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
All right, guys. Love talking to you guys. Take care.
Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, joining us on the program. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, baby. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'd be Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And before we do what we always do, which is called Parting Shots, I got to give thanks to everybody that joined us today. John Poulter, our professor of sports, we talk baseball and hockey with him. JJ Lippe, my favorite Green Bay Packer, who joined us to talk about his journey and just life. And then obviously we just got done talking to Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, about the French Open and obviously a little bit more NFL. Mike Wilson, at this time, we do parting shots. But before I do that, you can always get at both of us in a couple of different ways. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion on the X. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf, Dorf on Sports, and then IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. All right, brother, parting shot time. You are up.
Hey, my parting shot goes out to the four teams left in the NBA playoffs. Oklahoma City and Minnesota and New York and Indiana. Hey, everybody, get your popcorn, get your nachos, get it out. This is, we got game threes coming up. We got possible, maybe, you know, who's going to get their first title out of this in a long time. But just enjoy the NBA playoffs. They've been great this year, and I'm looking forward to the finals.
Hey, my parting shot is this. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend with friends and family. Get out there, grill out, have fun. Just be safe and enjoy yourself. And obviously, watch lots of sports, everybody. For Mike Wilson and everybody else, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.